Tonight, home care companies in crisis because they can't recruit enough staff. We meet hard-pressed carers on zero-hours contracts. We discover nearly 100 councils have had home care contracts handed back to them. The nationwide shortage of carers means people are stuck in hospital, blocking precious beds. The government's just promised more money for social care. But is it too little, too late? North Wales. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and home carer Amanda is beginning her working day.
Good morning.
Amanda is one of the UK's 800,000 home care workers, helping the elderly and disabled live independent lives at home. Today, she's with former teacher William, who has multiple sclerosis.
Have you got your bleeper on?
My bleeper? Why?
What bleeping time do you call this?
Like many carers, Amanda struggles to make ends meet. She's paid £7.55 an hour, just above the national living wage. But she's on a zero-hours contract, which means the hours she works are not guaranteed.
I did look into buying a house 4 years ago, but because I didn't have a contract, they wouldn't allow me to buy a house or anything like that.